What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
We think we have the greatest dysfunctional wedding story ever. Mm-hmm. We don't think it can be beat. We haven't even told you the story yet. But we're asking you to call up with yours, and we'll see if our hand beats your hand at the end of it. Good morning, Alexis. You are on Q100.
Okay, so I'm six. So sorry about my voice, but I went to my girlfriend Christina's wedding. I was her maid of honor in California. And when they say, if anybody, you know, hold your peace, her mother stood up in front of everybody and said that her mother and father had been having a threesome with the fiancé for about 6 months.
You are kidding me.
You saw this with your own eyes.
With my own eyes. I was the maid of honor. So I'm standing right next to her. And what does she do? She lunges at her fiancé and starts, like, hitting him and sobbing. It was awful.
Her parents were having a threesome? With the groom?
With the groom?
Oh, my God.
With the groom.
Wow, that is solid. What? That is a tough, tough hand to beat.
Wow. Game over.
Game over. Yeah, that is tough.
I think that...
Game over.
That is pretty brutal.
I think that's pretty bad.
Any chance there's a video of that?
No. Not to my knowledge, but it's just her. Is. I'm telling you, dude, she's still in therapy. It's been 3 years.
No doubt.
Poor
no
thing. Wonder. Oh, my God.
She does not talk to her mother or father. It is awful. And she was with her fiancé. They were like high school sweethearts, the whole thing.
Oh, my God. Oh,
really?
And how old was she as a bride?
She was 27.
Oh,
when this
my
happened.
God.
So she's almost 30 now.
I wonder if the fiancé and mom and dad are still doing slap, tickle, spank, or that's
you know what? Since about a month after everything, she has not spoken to anyone.
No
she
doubt.
Has completely disowned her parents.
All right, that is a tough first call to take right there.
I was going
to
say, that may be the wrong
right
flush.
Yeah.
That might be it right
I
there.
I think that's it.
Done.
Wow.
And there is video of that.
You
because
think?
Yeah, what
somebody was
or there's a
it?
Photographer there, so at least there's still shots.
Name
of
a
the assault.
Yep. Name a if you're a wedding photographer, different phone topic for a different time, and drama breaks out.
Oh, click.
Yes. Do you take pictures of it?
Absolutely.
Like, do you start shooting like mad if there's a fist fight at the
absolutely.
At the reception?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Good morning, Amber. You're on Q100.
I'll buy those pictures.
Oh, man, you're gonna make me follow that one.
And that's a tough one right there.
All right, clean slate. I want to hear your story.
Okay, well, I was supposed to get married, and at my church, before you can get married, especially young couples, you have to go to marriage counseling through an older person through the church. Well, we did it for a couple weeks, and then she said that she wanted to start seeing us alone, which I thought was very weird. So after a few months of that, he decided that he was going to dump me. He was getting cold feet. He didn't want to do it. Well, it turns out that the day that we were supposed to get married, he ended up marrying the marriage counselor.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, no.
These are strong.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
She was telling him that God, since he had cold feet, you know, all men and all women have cold feet, that she told him that God didn't want us to be together, that it was a sign that we shouldn't get married.
So she broke the two of you up, and then
man.
They turned around, and they got married how long after that?
They got married on the same day that we were supposed to get married. It was 2 months later.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Wow.
Wow, we got a couple royal flushes up there.
Jeez,
these
that's really
that's
good.
That's a good one.
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Some of these will qualify for the lower tier ones.
It's getting easier to narrow them down, isn't it?
Unreal.
You taking number five?
Of course. Good morning, Veronica. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I usually don't call, but I thought this was kind of humorous. So every time I start this story, I always use the dueling banjos. Bing-a-dang-gang-gang-gang-gang-gang-gang.
Uh-huh.
And basically, it's because I was married to a guy for about 11 years, and I used to make fun of his sister because she married her stepbrother. And there was no incest or anything. What it was is his father left his mother. He married another woman, and she had a son.
Mm-hmm.
And so his sister married her stepbrother, but there was no blood relation. Well, I used to make fun of that all the time. 2 years ago, I got a divorce from him,
And last week, he married his stepsister.
You are kidding.
No, and it's completely no blood relation again. It's his stepfather that had married his mother, got a divorce, married somebody else, and my ex-husband married his stepfather's daughter.
We had almost the exact same scenario on the show a while back, and we argued this left and right. And most people called up saying there was no icky factor because there was no blood relation at all. Even if they grew up in the same house together as children.
See, the growing up in the same house as children is what freaks me out. That's me what too. I was about to ask in those two scenarios. Both of those married couples now, including your ex, they didn't grow up together.
No, they didn't.
Okay, that's
see,
right. Yeah.
Then
it's not that bad.
I don't think that's that bad. But if you grow up together, the scenario we had on the show is they kind of went to high school together in the same house, and I think that's gross.
Well, and see, the thing of it is actually, since it's not gross, but it's so out there that every time you tell somebody, you have to explain it because they say, your stepfather's stepdaughter-in-law, stepbrother, and you're like, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, duh.
Oh, wow, that's, yeah, that's senior level. I'm still
for some
I'm
reason,
still
I want her to draw a family tree for me because I cannot follow it unless it is written out in brackets in front of me.
There's not enough ink in the pen, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
All right, those are tough to beat. I was pretty confident that our dysfunctional wedding story was the royal flush, but after hearing those, it's going to be tight.
Well, those were over, and this royal flush story that we thought we had is still in progress. I have a good friend who is attending a wedding this weekend, and I can't give out too many details about it because I don't want to reveal who it is. But, okay, as it goes, as her story goes,
You got to triple swear on Sex and the City that this is a true story. This is not urban legend.
Swear. We were texting about it last night. I'm going, you know, did you talk to her yet? Okay.
I want to go to this wedding.
Okay. So as the story goes, the bride, who is like gorgeous former model, is getting married to her fiance. Well, recently, my friend, who is a bridesmaid in the wedding, found out that the bride was having an affair during her engagement with a woman. And that woman, also a former model, is an out lesbian. That woman is also in the wedding as a bridesmaid this weekend.
Okay? And she will not keep her mouth shut. There is no way.
And the groom has zero idea.
The groom does not know. But the bride has been bisexual for, I guess, years or whatever. And has always, you know, participated in, you know, like group things and that sort of stuff.
And the groom knows about that.
The groom knows about her past, but doesn't know that anything would be continuing now.
But this is not a group thing. It's just her and the bridesmaid.
It's just her. It has been just her and the bridesmaid. And so, so she's marrying the man anyway this weekend. And my friend, who knows what's going on, takes her job as a bridesmaid and standing up in the wedding and all that kind of stuff kind of seriously. And she's like, so I'm going to be standing in a matching dress, carrying flowers down the aisle next to her lover.
How
while
doing?
She is exchanging vows with this man. And she's just like, what do I do?
I want to go to that wedding and I would stare the whole time at that bridesmaid. Because I think that, you know, I think that the natural reaction to some people, especially guys, is like, oh, well, why don't y'all get them all together and everything? But I think the key point here is that's an out lesbian that is on. And that's a different, like, that's not play, not threesome material. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And by the way, the out lesbian bridesmaid is in love with the bride.
See, and so there's not even, that's not even a possibility that, like, they're going to do a threesome. So that's why I would stare at that lesbian, because it's like, she's not going to be able to contain herself during that ceremony.
Yeah, it would be like Samantha Ronson having to stand up in the wedding of Lindsay Lohan to a man.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it
possible... If the man did not know that they had a lesbian relationship.
Right. Is it possible that weekend bride is really a lesbian, but she's just getting married as the...
Beard.
Do you call them beards if it's women and not guys?
I don't know. I guess we could. Okay. I mean, same. So,
it works fine for this.
The cover-up concept is the beard. That's
the cover-up concept, right.
Well, that's what we had discussed about it, because she's like, you know, I just want her to know that I'm her friend one way or the other, and I just want to be there for her. I want her to be happy and everything else. But she's like, you know, she had only found out about what had been going on like a week before the wedding.
Oh.
And so she's like, you know, this is all going down. This is all happening. Like, I have flights. I mean, there are plans. This is all happening. And so she is there right now. We were texting last night. I said, did you talk to her yet? Did you sit her down yet?
Because that's so unfair to that groom.
There's been no resolution yet.
So there is a chance that somebody will say something, or the bride will just say last minute, I can't do this. She may not give a reason why, even, but she may just say.
A possibility for this to line up to be like the ending of a movie plot. But I don't think it's a royal flush on those stories because it's not over yet.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens this weekend.
I mean, the rehearsal dinner is tonight. But if everybody has to stand up and give toasts.
Yeah. So,
like, is that bridesmaid going to stand up and toast to the couple?
She has to.
When she's in love with the bride?
Well,
what is she going to say?
Does every bridesmaid traditionally give a toast?
No,
just the maid of
honor. Always, but sometimes
they go up and down that table. Everybody has to stay up, at least say congratulations, and we'll raise her glass. At the very least, the best man will give a speech where everybody will have to raise a glass, including her.
I want to hire a photographer just on the lesbian, because she's going to blow before this
is over. Did I leave out this part of the story, that the bride a couple of months ago said she was thinking about leaving her fiancé for the woman?
No.
And then changed her mind.
Really?
She's
not going to do this weekend.
But you know what? Now if the parents get up and say they've had a threesome with the groom and a marriage counselor's involved, then we got our winner.
Right. But still, I think that those two stories that Melissa just referred to might be the royal flush already, but this one's just not done yet.
Yeah, we'll see how the hand still has to unfold this weekend.
And I was going to say, by the way, it's not the wedding I'm going to this weekend.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer, it's not the one I'm attending.
In case anybody who's going to that wedding is going to be like, yeah!
Did you know the bride's a lesbian?
I promise you, it's not the one I'm attending. The one I'm attending is very cookie cutter straight. They met through their moms. It's very
cute.
Sure
it is.
It's very cute. They're camp counselor people and she's a teacher, and
those
he's a teacher.
The
it's very cute and straight and normal and cookie cutter and boring.
Christy, you're on The Voice Disguiser. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay,
good.
What's up?
Good. My parents have been married for about 30 years now, and it's actually quite funny. They just told me about 5 years ago that my mother's grandmother and my father's grandmother are sisters.
One more time. Do it slowly, and you're going to have to turn the music off.
Mother's grandmother and my father's grandmother are sisters.
So your two great-grandmothers are sisters.
Okay.
Yes. So when I guess my parents are my cousins as well.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Oakwood, Georgia.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, so when you go to the family reunions, even still, everyone's related more than one time.
So your parents are your cousins as well?
Yes.
That'll save you some money on the reunion, for sure. Because once you got the parents there, you're covering the cousins as well. Look at Melissa trying to figure it out.
I can't keep it straight. I need another family tree drawn out for me.
I need some kind of chart.
It's like one of those math problems on the SAT.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.